Hello and welcome to the Entertainment Earth Podcast. It is Friday, April 20th, 2012. I'm your host, Adam Paulus. At the movies last weekend, your number one movie in America was The Hunger Games, again, with $21.5 million. It was followed by The Three Stooges with $17.1 million. The Cabin in the Woods with $14.8 million. Titanic in 3D at $11.6 million. And American Reunion at $10.7 million. New movies this week include The Lucky One, Think Like a Man, Chimpanzee, Marley, and other films in limited release. In the news, cult actor Jonathan Frid has died, aged 87. He was Barnabas Collins on the original Dark Shadows television show. Dick Clark also passed this week at 82. Some new viral video things for Prometheus, the Alien prequel from Ridley Scott, showed up online this week. It's basically a fake commercial for the movie series, human-like androids, kind of like a futuristic Apple iPod ad, but for fake people, you know, who do things that are not necessarily ethical, because that's the future. HBO will be airing a new show called Veep, starring Julia Louis-Dreyfus this weekend. It is directed by Christopher Guest, or at least the pilot is, so hey, yeah. The likes of Community, The Office, 30 Rock, and Parks and Recreation have not, as far as I can tell, as of right now, been renewed yet, and they're going to be off the air in a couple weeks, so this is interesting. I wonder if any of them are going to be series finales, I just don't know it. Francis Lawrence, no relation to Jennifer Lawrence, has been hired to direct the Hunger Games sequel called Catching Fire. He did Constantine, I Am Legend, and Water for Elephants, plus a bunch of music videos. And if I understand correctly, he's got about 3 months to plot out the entire filming of this movie before starting. So, good luck to you. Free tote bag. Entertainment Earth. If you love Wonder Woman and you love the Earth, it's your lucky week. There's a free Wonder Woman Save the Earth tote bag when you spend $25 on any Wonder Woman stuff at entertainmentearth.com. The sale is on for a few more days, so check it out. Just go to sale.entertainmentearth.com to see what our latest offer is. And don't forget, our Weta sale with free shipping ends Tuesday. Just pick any Weta item on our website and it ships for free. It's pretty easy. All this and more at Entertainment Earth. In toy news, have you seen it? The Hunger Games Barbie Katniss Everdeen doll has been revealed, and we have the picture, if you're into that sort of thing. Other than NECA's action figures, there aren't a heck of a lot of figural things from the movie, but there's a lot of socks and bookmarks and jewelry and things that are wearable, I guess. Because I guess this is mostly aimed toward the ladies, and the guys, you know, we like our t-shirts and stuff, but the jewelry, not so much. I haven't met a lot of dudes wearing, you know, Rebel Alliance rings and Federation, you know, glasses or Space Invader socks. Although Space Invader socks would be really cool. The Katniss Barbie is due around August. JoeDeClassified.com has a lot of interesting prototype and unreleased item pictures this week of G.I. Joe, including Pursuit of Cobra concept Arbco chemical playset. There's a lot of figures as well. These are mostly drawings, meaning that some guy drew them, and it necessarily was not something where Hasbro was going, let's slot in a $50 playset. It was just some artist going, this would be a good thing to make, I think, and he drew it. And then the artwork got out, and now it's not coming. So there you go. But it's neat to see. They're new. Diamond Select Toys set along new Avengers Minimates and action figures pictures, which include previous unseen figures like Loki's Army Foot Soldier in both Marvel Select and Minimates flavors. So that's exciting. Check them out. If you're a fan of Japanese toys, some shots of the new Takara Tomy Beast Saga, or Beast Fight, depending on who you ask, action figures got out this week. They look like they were sculpted more like the original Battle Beast, but the paint jobs are a bit more realistic, except that they don't have the robot, you know, one-color eyes that the original guys had, and they also seem to lack the late 1980s zany color schemes. And I just got word of who the designer was over the Twitter. My pal Nicholas Sardos tweeted me to say that, where is it? Guido Guidi designed at least two of the figures, and he even gave names of them, which I haven't heard yet. One of them is called Coalence, and the other one is Parazon. I guess one's this, or Sealance, maybe. I think it's a coelacanth and a piranha, which is really kind of super cool. So, and I also might not entirely get it, because I'm not an expert on all forms of underwater life. It really doesn't look like a coelacanth to me. So maybe I'm just barking up the wrong tree. They look like piranhas, and they're cool. Let me put it that way. No word yet on if these are coming out to the U.S. On the whole, Hasbro is Takara Tomy's most favored U.S. partner. So typically when an item like this comes into being, they bring it out, like Beyblade and Transformers. So we'll see what happens. What else we got? Oh, a company called Sci-Fi Collector is making at least 4 action figures from the Adventures of Merlin television program on BBC. Merlin, Arthur, Gaius, and Morgana are all on deck. Hot new pre-orders this week include the Entertainment Earth exclusive Game of Thrones Daenerys with a Viserion bust. It's a different little dragon. So, excuse me, it's a very low run exclusive. I don't know if you keep track of how low our Dark Horse exclusives usually are. We haven't announced the edition size yet, but I'm pretty sure our highest run Dark Horse exclusive was 400 pieces. So if you want one, not a bad idea to pre-order it. We also added the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Retro Figures Series 1 case. These are the ones that are a hybrid of the original 1980s toys and the cartoon design, which basically makes them the Marvel Legends of Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. They're aimed toward the older collector. The only drawback is it seems like every time they try to do a collector or toon line, it's never quite right. They're similar to the cartoons, and they're similar to the 1980s action figures, but they don't do either perfectly well. It looks like what the action figures in 1988 should have been, basically. And they're good, and I'm probably going to buy a set, especially if there's a Shredder, because, you know, they usually make Shredder without a shirt, and that's just annoying. Did I mention I read through the a big collected volume of Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle comics this week? I read the Archie ones when I was a kid, and I just got through some of the Mirage ones. They're awesome! I was missing out my whole life. This is great stuff. But that's all I have for this week, so I hope you enjoy some comic books. It's Free Comic Book Day coming up, so why not buy some Ninja Turtle comics? They're good. And hopefully Nickelodeon won't, like, drag them out of print or something. So there's that. You can go to our website for lots of amazing offers. We had a lot of Star Wars vintage in stock, but you bought them all. So good for you. You have good taste. I like those figures a lot. We're going to talk about them on the Toy of the Week podcast. So stay tuned for that. Thanks for listening. Tell a friend and follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/EntEarth, or seek us out on Facebook because we're there too.